All right. I invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time with Miss Heather.
Good morning. August! Woohoo! Glad to see you, bud. How's your baby brother?
Awesome. So sweet to have a baby brother. Well, this morning, I want to ask, raise your hand. Good morning, guys. Raise your hand if you have your Christmas tree up. Almost everybody. Quinn, you don't have your Christmas tree up yet? Okay, awesome. We just put ours up yesterday. Awesome. Everybody has their Christmas tree up. Does anybody have presents under their tree? Wow, you are on it. Wow, cool. Well, I heard a story once about a child who had presents under the tree a couple weeks before Christmas and was counting all the presents and trying to see which presents are for that person and which presents were for that person. And that child noticed that there weren't as many presents for him or her, but there were more presents for the big sister or the little brother. So that child was very sad. Would that make you sad? Well, today's we lit the candle of joy, right? And to really feel joy at this time of year, we don't want to focus on the presents. Because John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, told us to share everything you have. If you have two coats, give one to somebody. Give everything that you have. And that's going to fill your heart with joy. And that's what's going to bring you joy. So rather than counting how many presents you have and who has more presents, think of the gifts that you can give to someone else. And that's going to make you really feel joyful. For instance, how many of you play the piano? Levi, Catherine, Rosalie, Luce Loudy. That's a gift that God gave you to be able to play the piano. And that's something you can share with others during Christmas. Play them some songs on the piano. You could practice your piano and play for your family. How many of you are artists? Yeah, Emery, Autumn, Blaze. I know you guys are really good at art. Luce, Quinn, Loudy. If you love art, that's a gift that God gave you. You can make art and give that as a gift to somebody. So that's sharing your gifts. So today, is rather than counting presents, the number of presents you're getting, I want you to count how many gifts you can give other people from the gifts that God gave you. Okay? Alrighty. So singing, dancing, doing art, playing the piano, anything like that. Writing a story. Okay? All right, let's close our eyes and pray. Dear God, thank you for giving me so many gifts. Help me to remember that I can share those gifts and it will bring me joy. And it will bring joy to others. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Awesome. Okay, let's go.